I'm going to read from the 44th chapter of Isaiah, beginning at the 24th verse. I want you to take a note of this statement that is revealed in my little Bible I've been using for years. The maker of all things. It's not tonight's subject, but we have the maker of all things. Matter of fact, let me tell you what we're going to do tonight. Money cometh is a explosive prosperity anointing. That's what we're going to deal with tonight. Money cometh is an explosive prosperity anointing that Father God sent through infirmities.
Yes, sir.
That the church might receive from him. Manifestation and demonstration are awaiting you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And when you know how to wear this anointing, many things will begin to happen in your life you cannot explain. For instance, I got a man, a pastor online. He used to send me a dollar every week for years, dollar, $2. I just sent, and now I got thousands of dollars he sent.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It works. He stayed with it. His wife wrote a book, and I told him they couldn't put it out.
Yes, sir.
That's a son. I said, don't put it out now.
Yes, sir.
I may let him put it out now because they've been so obedient.
Yes, sir.
He just did, never got angry, never got upset. His wife got the book completed.
Yes, sir.
I said, no, not now.
Yes, sir.
That's about 2 years ago. Never miss a lick. And he sent about $6,000-$7,000. They sent money.
Yes, sir.
They started off. Linda, he started off with, because this has something to do with what I'm going to say tonight. He started off with dollars. My wife there, is she a witness? Mm-hmm. It's Kenneth Holloway. Kingdom Life Christian Center. He sent $2,000, $1,500, $814, another $1,000, another $400.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What am I telling you this for? I'm not raising no money. I'm telling you it works.
Yes, sir.
The man just testified, the lady just testified this morning. They paid the house off, paid the car. She had him working 3 years.
Yes, sir.
It works.
Yes, sir. It works.
So listen very carefully to the words that we're going to. Sometimes I think we think the words are prelude. But they're the major dish.
Yes.
And if you listen, a quickening factor by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Will address everything you need addressed.
Yes, sir.
Should be not like a football game or some kind of party. We're here with the Almighty God in his house.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now listen to some of the things he said before we get to Sarah's. He's going to talk about Sarah's anointing. And we're going to look into that anointing. But in the 24th verse, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. Did he form you?
Yes.
Look what he's saying now. And you need to catch a hold of this. I am the Lord that maketh all things.
Yes.
That stretcheth forth the heaven alone. That spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Somebody give him praise.
Hallelujah.
What a good look at God, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That frustrated the tokens of the lies. And maketh diviners mad. That turneth wise men backwards. Those who think they can operate without him, you see. And maketh their knowledge foolish. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What God doing? God is calling you tonight on another level. That I want you to depend on me.
Yeah.
I want your total dependency
upon
me. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And so he just revealed himself. Now, this is not, remember we read in 1 Chronicles 29, how great he is? Yeah, he revealing himself again.
Yes, sir.
He said, don't worry about the lie, I got him.
Yes, sir.
Verse 26, that, oh my, I want to shout, that confirmeth the word of his servant.
Thank you.
And performeth. Underline conformant, underline performant, and performant the counsel of his messenger. So I'm expecting him to confirm and perform in your life. That saith unto Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. And he's saying to you, you shall not be broke. And to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built. And I will raise up the decayed places there. I know he can do it because he did it for me.
Yes.
That says to the deep, be dry. And I will dry up the rivers. Now he goes on. He began to speak to this man who have connection with real the anointed man. This man didn't know him real good, but he wanted to use him because of his connection, Cyrus. That said of Cyrus in verse 28, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pledges. Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. Now, all that you're listening to, see yourself, that's a snapshot. That's a photo that God is showing you about yourself. That's something he want to do for you that is bigger than you. And so when you listen to these scriptures, don't just think about Cyrus. Think about your name. He's the same God. He loved you just as much. And so he's revealing himself. What I say?
He's revealing himself
to us tonight because some things he won't put in us. Now the glory is going to hit this place. The anointing already here. But when it do, I want you to be in your rightful place. In your conscious and in your imagination. That your soul will not block the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Yes, sir.
Your soul, your mind, your emotion will block the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So I pray that every voice in imagination, which is the eyes of your soul, your imagination is the eyes of your soul. I pray that you be able to see what your spirit is saying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Pay attention. There's a seed. Pay attention. That's a retired man there. He bring $1,000. Him and his wife bring $1,000.
Yes,
he retired away from him for many years. Now he's sitting around and doing what he wanted. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen to these three verses in verse 45, because we're talking about a type of anointing that we're supposed to be wearing.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Conditions, plural, does not determine how you're going to come out.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say something to me.
Hallelujah.
Talk to me, Dad.
Yeah.
You are designed by God to be a condition changer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What others can't do, the child of God can walk through.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yeah.
Understand it. Your condition changer. Don't go by statistic. Don't go by the news meter. The newspaper. Don't go by YouTube. Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Go by what who he said he is.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I want the Lord to put an anointing on you tonight that you can move in finances with ease. Put it almost put it on the back burner because it's coming in, it's constantly coming in. And go on, give him praise. Lift your hand and give him praise. Watch this. Your name has nothing to do with this. It's his name. The word work with his name, not your name. You have to submit your name to his name.
Yes, sir.
See, the anointing is powerful, but your imagination and your conscience can cut it off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because your old heart is not dead.
Uh-huh.
It's still working your soul.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's read about this, man. I'm going to start putting some things in you. Prophecy was spoken over me many years before Money Coming came. It was about Money Coming. It had two words in there I want to give you. Accommodation and consolidation. Those two words, I want you to feast on those two words, that you will be accommodated and everything in your life will be consolidated to your favor.
Yes, sir.
I prophesy that over you now. Supernatural accommodation and supernatural consolidation of everything that your little heart desires. That anointing is in this house tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Roaming and looking for somebody to take it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In other words, everything will begin to work in your favor.
Yes, sir.
Even with your mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Because you love him, you see. He know you love him. He know sometimes your soul get off a track.
Yeah.
Mine too. All our soul get off a track sometimes. But he know you love him.
Yeah.
He know you're not a fake.
Yeah.
So I pray God a real fresh money cometh anointing rest on you the rest of your day. Now just listen to this. Sit down and listen to this. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed. What say it? Yeah, I mean. I mean on this. Thus, I'm anointed. Yeah, so my anointing about to rise to another level. I'm about to do something else here now. What? What? Thus said the Lord to who?
See,
his anointing. See, don't just let Cyrus have all the anointing. Cyrus was on the other side of the cross. You on the other side of the cross. You more anointed than Cyrus. You got the Holy Ghost living in you and the Holy Ghost up on you. Don't let an Old Testament man do more than you. He got him there for a record. To tell you I can take Cyrus and do what I want. And Cyrus wasn't even born again. Wasn't filled with my spirit. Wasn't talking in tongue. But I got you. You're a tongue talker.
Yeah.
You supposed to go places that Cyrus never been.
Yes, sir.
You can't get disrespectful. Thank God for those biblical characters.
Right, right.
But don't get stuck. They're not God. They got something from God. And if he got it from God, amen, I can get the same thing from God.
Yes, sir.
So while I'm reading these three verses, I expect this same anointing to come on you. I expect windows to start opening, doors to start opening, gates to start opening for you. Just because you're wearing anointing, when that gate see you, that gate gonna open wide open. When that door see you, that door gonna open wide open. When that window see you, that window going up. Because you're wearing an anointing. This is real. The world try to rob us and steal this from us, but we're gonna praise God tonight, and we're gonna walk in this tonight, and we're gonna understand that this world can't stop us. So I want you to expect every window, every door, and every gate you need open to come open right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Matter of fact, say this. The windows are open. The doors are open. The gates are open. To me. By the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Well, you constantly bring in money. There's 100. Huh?
One for you and one for one lady.
Yeah? You give it to me, I might give her some. Yeah, I'll give it to her. All right, I'll give it to her, son. You know, son, she got it all. Tell you the truth. She going to take both of them. And that's $1,000, young man, sold. Listen to me now. Now listen to me now. Every financial transaction you're going through right now, Come on now, listen. See, we got to believe the word. I told you the window open. No man, no organization, no demon can shut a door that God opened.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
My God.
I'm going to put some principles in you in a few moments. Sit down. We'll read this. Read this. 45 now. Now, I want you to read this with me. I want you to read it, but I want you to see yourself. If you don't see yourself, I'm not preaching.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't want to preach about sorrow.
Yes, sir. Right. Come on,
Apostle. Sorrow don't need my preaching. He in glory. We still on the way. We need to be wearing this anointing. Sorrow don't even need this anointing right now.
Yes,
he with God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Apostle.
This anointing for down here.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So I'm not going to heaven looking for it. It's down here. God sent it to me. This anointing, I need this. I don't need no anointing when I leave here. I need anointing right now.
Yes, sir.
You don't need no anointing in glory.
Yeah.
My God.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Now listen what he said. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, to Leroy, whose right hand I have holden. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leave gates. Oh, look what he said at the end.
Yes.
I just told you that. What did he say? What did he say at the end of that verse?
And the gates shall not be shut.
And notice it's plural.
Gates
shall not be shut.
Yes, sir.
Not on me.
Not on me.
I'm wearing this anointing. Look what the Lord said. I will go before thee. Woo, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass and cut in sunder anything that try to hold you up.
Yes.
The bars of iron. You see that?
Yes,
I said, do you see that?
Yes,
oh, that deserves a praise right there, buddy.
Yes,
what? Thing that been holding you back, God say, I'm cutting the gate. I'm going to make it open for you, and you're going to go in, and nobody can stop you because of the anointing.
Yes,
say, I'm anointed three times.
I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed.
And it go down in your spirit. You need to be, go in your spirit. You need to go in your soul. You need to go in your senses.
Yes, sir.
I'm anointed. A taller man. Your taller man. It's an inside anointing and it's an outside anointing. And it works. It works, children. It works. It is not something just to be jumping about, something to be singing about. No! It's something to live with. That's why he anointed you. That's why you're at this meeting. You're online. That's why you're here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
May everybody under the sound of my voice be anointed with fresh oil.
Yes,
you going to receive that? In the name of Jesus. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I declare that you are anointed with fresh financial oil. Fresh money oil. Fresh prosperity oil. Fresh wealth oil. Fresh abundant oil. Fresh increase oil. I'm anointed. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm receiving this.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
And verse 3 said, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches.
Hidden riches.
Of secret places. That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Darrow.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. God of Gonzales, that's where I live. You better talk up. Where you from? Where you from? You better talk up. You may be seated now.
Thank you, Lord.
So when we talk about money coming, is an explosive prosperity anointing. Got that?
Yes, sir.
The windows, doors, and gates for financial freedom are open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Watch this. For me.
For me.
Write that down. Write that down. See, because you gotta rehearse this.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You gotta go over it. Now what happened at that meeting? Let me go see with my notes. Let me see what I wrote in my Bible. Let me read that. Again, so faith can come, you see.
Yes, sir.
The anointing is designing one to carry out God's will on earth that cannot be stopped by no power or force.
Yeah.
See the anointing, like he anointed Cyrus, like he have anointed you and I, that anointing is designed that there's no way to stop you.
Yes, sir. My God. Yes, sir.
Because it has the ability, turn to Isaiah 10:27. It has the ability to lift burden.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And destroy yokes.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? Shall come past that day that his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder. All financial burdens tonight, because of the money coming anointing, is taken off of my shoulder. I said, all financial burden tonight, because of the money coming anointing, is taken off of my shoulder. I will not have to carry a heavy financial load no more in my life, because the anointing has set me free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Then he goes on to say,
thank you, Lord.
And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke, you want to make sure you know what he's talking about, shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Yes.
Now, I believe that the Lord sent money coming to the body of Christ at large.
Yes.
But I also know a remnant are going to receive it.
Yes, sir.
All these testimonies in here, there's testimony in here. Yes. They got a new house. They all these testimonies in there. I know they got a new house. They were looking for one, they got it. All these testimonies up in here.
Yes, sir.
And they're all over the world. I get letters all the time. People, things happening in their lives. And you're gonna be, are you listening?
Yeah.
All right, because I'm gonna get to some things real strong in a few minutes. You may be seated. The secret in this anointing, you listening?
Yeah.
Is connection to the Father.
Yeah.
And connection to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Through your connection with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Connection to the Father. Uh-huh. Connection with the Holy Ghost. To the Holy Ghost through your connection with Jesus. Now, I wrote this. One of the quickest ways of functioning in the anointing is humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. If you put money coming in the satanic zone of pride, it will quench the anointing. Turn with me to a scripture that caused me to shout many years ago in the Old Testament, Micah, M-I-C-H, chapter 2, verse 13. Not a familiar book, you know, but go there because it got a shouting voice in there. And I wrote for a reminder to you, Jesus is the breaker.
Yes, sir.
And he has gone through the gate. Jesus is the breaker. Hear this voice, it's a powerful voice. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. So the gate's fixed already.
Yes, sir.
The breaker.
Yes, sir.
Breaker. Yeah. 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 Mm. And then you might put down, I'm not going to 2 Corinthians 8:9, John 10:10, that statement, Jesus is the breaker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now we know this, but we need to talk about it a few moments. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. Look in Luke 4:18. And what was he was to preach? To tell the poor. You don't have to be poor. No more. Tell those who are in debt. You don't have to be in debt no more. Oh, how sweet it is to be completely out of debt. I can't hardly explain it to you. I've been in debt up to my neck. I've been broke for many years. But I found out what God said in his word, follow his word, and his word is true. His words are true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm.
Now, if this was only working for me, you could say it was some kind of scam or something.
Right, yeah.
But I got people all around me. I can bring testimony after testimony. Yes, even in teaching on health, people getting delivered, yes, getting set free, and I'm going to keep preaching.
Yes, sir.
You know, some trying to put a little smog, but I'm not worried about the smog. You know, I just put my wings on and go a little higher.
Yes,
you know, eagle, what that boy would fly trying to get on the eagle back? A crow. A crow get on the eagle back and peck at him and peck at him. And the eagle never turn around to talk with him. You know what he do? He go higher where the crow can't breathe. The crow suffocate because the eagle, he can't go higher than the eagle. So we who are in the spirit, you the eagle, child. And so whatever financial baggage you're carrying, go high enough to choke it. That's what the anointing will choke it off of you. It'll have to die.
Yes. Yes,
because you're anointed.
Yes, sir.
Get on your wings like the eagle and fly at a higher altitude than what this world saying you can have, what this world saying the church can do.
Yes.
The world can't run the spiritual government of the church. You got something the world don't have. You are anointed.
Yes, sir.
No college, no science, no technology, no wisdom of men can pass out the anointing. This is a God thing.
Yes, sir.
No sinner man is equal with a Christian. Not in power. No way, no possible. We got to show off.
Yes.
We got to get places. Let God do his thing.
Yes, sir.
Then tell the point next to you. Let God do his thing in your life. God want to use you. Y'all, excuse me. God want to use you as a vessel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
God always looking for somebody to show himself strong in their life.
Yes,
but religion have held us down.
Yes.
Tradition have held us down.
Yes.
Watch this. I've got to say it. Superstars up here have held us down. You get your eyes on man too much.
Mm. Yep.
See what God want to do for you.
Amen.
Jesus said, addressed his ministry in Luke 4:18. Spirit of the Lord, I mean, the first thing he said, preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes, sir.
That's as far as I'm going.
Yes, sir.
Tell the poor, you don't have to be poor no more.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You have to be broke. And Jesus operated in the money coming to anointing at all times. When you need to pay the tax, remember we talked about Matthew 17?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Look at John 6:6. He always operated in the money coming to anointing. Even before I got here. I mean, word of 1,000 years. But Jesus, I know Jesus was wearing the money coming to anointing.
Yes, sir. That's God. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, he was.
Come on.
When things look like they're not going right, this anointing don't respect no situation. You know, you got 5,000 people there. And he said to prove him. Look what Jesus said, though. See, when a person anointed, for he himself knew what he would do. Why? He had special connection with the Father.
Yes,
and the Father was showing him what to do. And the same Father is ready to show you what to do at all times.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So it's time for all financial yoke and burden to be destroyed in your life and off your life by the anointing.
Yes,
you know, we read 1 Samuel 22, put this note down. 1 and 2, where them people was in debt, distress, and discontentment, and they gathered themselves around a man who was anointed. Then you got Isaiah 10, 27. Then you got your favorite scripture, Matthew 11, 27 through 30. Come unto me, all you that are financially labored and heavy burdened, and I'll give you financial rest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Take my financial yoke upon you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm,
yes, sir.
Ah, 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 ah. Glory. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, oh my.
Glory,
he up here. I tell you, I say he up here. You know who what he up here for? You. He up here.
Yes.
He is rearranging some things while you are here. He is rearranging some things. He's touching somebody's heart to do something for you right now. That's what I like. He's omnipresent. He omniscient. Ah, he's everywhere at all times. You can't stop him. You can't drop him. They just won't soul you. I'm going to go ahead and let them show you. They won't soul. You're a bad sell. That's $500.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, come on, sit down. I want you to catch some other things. Turn to Psalm 24. And then I'm going to ask you a question. The Holy Ghost told me to do this. Psalm 24. I'm going to turn to Psalm 24 in my Bible. Because this question is a question that you're going to have to answer tonight.
Yes, sir.
And if you answer it right, whoa. You're in for the trip of your life. Here's the question. How far are you willing to let the Holy Ghost take you? Let me finish this now. In this real financial anointing from heaven for these times. Let me say it over here again. I'm going to read the whole thing because I want you to catch it. I'm just going to read a few verses out of Psalm 24 because God tell you how far he won't take you.
Yes,
how far you wouldn't let the Holy Ghost take you in this real financial anointing from heaven for these times.
Yeah.
See, 27 years ago he gave it to me and it never lost no power. But I know it's for these times. That we got to walk in this financial freedom, not dependent on the government.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Not dependent on man.
Yes, sir.
But dependent on God. Now, if he won't use the government, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the government is not my soul. But he used the government too, you know. Yeah, they're giving money to everybody else. You're gonna use them. But God is my soul.
Yeah.
All right. Now look. What kind of what? Psalm 24, the first verse, the earth is the Lord.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof, the world. And we can go home right now.
Yeah.
That verse there.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
If that had come to reality, for he that founded it upon the seas and established upon the flood, who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands, hello,
yeah,
and a pure heart,
yeah,
who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. He shall
receive
the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Talking about me. This is the generation of them that seek him. That seek my face. Oh, Jacob, so long. Pause and think about it. You seeking my faith? Oh, my goodness. You seeking my kingdom first? Oh, my goodness. Then it says this, my children, and the Lord want to announce this to you. Verse 7, lift up your heads,
yeah,
O ye gates, and be lift up, you everlasting doors, and Gatala Mansoe, the King of glory, shall come in. I believe I'll lift up my head.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And let the King of glory Come in and rearrange your finances and rearrange your abundance and rearrange your prosperity and rearrange your wealth and cancel your debt and put you in a sure financial anointing, a sure, woo, financial play. The time has come. The church is rising. There's a financial resurrection in the body of Christ. He held us down for 3 days. Good God Almighty, this is the third day. And we're getting up and claiming what is rightfully ours. No more yoke, no more burden, no more closed doors, no more closed gates. I'm stepping in because I'm wearing an anointing to destroy yoke and remove burden. I'm anointed to be blessed. The Spirit of the Lord on me. Now. Ho!
Hallelujah.
Everything that been free than your prosperity is melting. The heat from the anointing is melting. Everything been holding your finances back. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have more testimonies come out of this meeting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All kind of testimony. Church is going to get paid off.
Yes, sir.
How?
Yes, sir.
Businesses. See, everything been frozen is melting. Because the heat of the anointing is melting it. You got to believe that. You got to shout. You can't just sit there, stand there.
Come on.
You're not getting secondhand information. I have seen it melt. And I have no one way to explain it. God.
Yes, sir.
He did it.
He did it.
Leroy didn't do it. Carolyn didn't do it. Leroy Jr. didn't do it. He did it. And if he did it for me, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O you gates. Even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. I say he is the King of glory. Since we're talking about glory, I'm going to skip in this outline. I got 20 minutes left because I don't preach more about an hour. Since we're talking about this, go to Isaiah 54. And then we're going to Isaiah 60. What happened when this King of glory, we let him in? Look in Isaiah 54. You're going to do some repair. You're going to do some repair. Your house too small. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. Isaiah 54. Your house too small. Watch. verse 54:1. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth in singing. I'm expecting great things. expecting great things. Great things.
He said, sing. Somebody got to sing. Look who he told sing. Sing, O barren. Thou that didst not bear. Underline barren. Underline bear. And then the next word is break.
Break, yeah, yeah.
Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not get pregnant with finances. I'm already pregnant with Jesus. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, said the Lord. Look at verse 2. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all want to stay small? No? Enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtain of thy habitation. Spare not, that's right, talk to me. Lengthen thy cord. Woo! And strength, yo, you go ahead. See, you can and strength thy stake, for thou shalt break.
Hallelujah.
For thou shalt break forth on the right hand. Wait a minute, I'm not through. And on the left. And thou shalt seize your inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate city to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. And shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Enlarge. Stretch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ready to go, Father?
Yes.
Go to chapter 60 of Isaiah. Did you really bring any shouting to the Lord?
Yes, sir.
60. You told you break forth on the left. Now look what he tell you the first word in Isaiah 60. It's all about that anointing. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory. Ooh, hallelujah. And the glory. Somebody say, in the glory. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Tell somebody, holler at them, tell them the glory of the Lord on me. The financial glory of the Lord is on me. The breakthrough glory. The abundant glory. The increased glory. The prosperity glory. Wealth glory is on me. Right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness, what we in, COVID, and you know, people lost their jobs and stuff. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness to people. What? You see that? Every time you get in doubt, every time you get to worry about all this stuff going on, I want you to read this verse.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Yes.
Where COVID was. Everywhere. And gross darkness the people. But the law shall arise upon thee.
Yes, sir.
And his glory
shall be
seen upon thee.
Hallelujah.
You got it?
Got it.
More darkness, more glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The darker it get, the brighter it's gonna become.
Yes, sir.
For those who walk in the night, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So don't take all the information. That some of the information not talking to you.
Right.
Because you live in another zone.
Yes, sir.
You live in another realm.
Yes, sir.
You have a father who can't fail. You have a father who is not someplace. He's everywhere. Do you understand that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
The glory of God on me. Say it.
Glory of God.
For everything I need.
You know what the glory of God is?
The glory of God is all he is, all he has, and all he can do.
Hallelujah.
What more? Yeah, it's on me. Now. Now you cannot turn the knob on this kind of preaching without faith. See, this is not just feeling preaching.
Right.
See, the Bible didn't say without feeling you can't please God. Without faith. See, you have to have faith. You have to grab that word by faith.
Yes,
and he say, he's talking to me.
Talking to me.
And you can't leave yet the same way you came.
Right.
Too much been said for you to leave your, get in that car and drive off just like you came. The car needs to be a little more heavier when you get in it.
Yeah.
You got to use your faith.
Yes, sir.
Be a doer of the word.
Yes.
And then I just can't keep on reading, but he says, and draw doctrine to people, verse 2, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and king to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee, thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance. Just read the whole chapter and just shout out. You got powerful stuff in it. Let me close. People who wears the money magnet anointing will stand out for a witness to the glory of God in every area in life. Psalm 35:27. Learning, receiving, doing, experiencing, and sharing. Let me give it again. Learning. See, there's always, in the anointing, there's always school.
Yes.
Why it is, it's the anointing, you listen, is infinite.
Yes.
And so it never runs out. So you're constantly in the anointing. I've been 47 years in the ministry. I'm just like in first grade. The Holy Ghost go to moving. It's not teaching you so much stuff. Learning, receiving, doing, experiencing, and sharing. Then Isaiah 54:1-4, 62:1-7, we just read, anointed with the glory of prosperity. I am anointed with the glory of prosperity. Nothing too much.
Nothing too big.
Whatever glorify God,
that's what I'm
going to
do.
I'm not going to let man stop me at that level. I'm going to praise and glorify God with my life. God, you can do with me what you want to
do.
I'm open.
I'm ready.
Some of y'all ain't said nothing. My God. This anointing will affect the outcome of your finances. And the reason I just want you to jot this down. Luke 5:1-7. The boys was in a hole. But when they came together with this anointing, he said, cast the net on the other side. You know what happened, right?
Yes.
You ready for a sinking, Lord?
Sure.
Now, you follow his instruction.
Yes.
See the religious bondage is broken off your business. You can go, boy, you can go. Y'all can go where y'all want to go.
Yeah.
Just stay connected. Watch what's going to happen.
Yep.
Watch what's going to happen.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just stay connected.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's a word for you. Prosperity is progressive on purpose.
All right.
And the reason it's progressive, you read the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, you see it's progressive. God tests you, try you out, you know, because he won't get you to the point to say that man didn't do it for you.
Yes, sir.
It's a covenant. And then money cometh, you listen?
Yes, sir.
Anointing activates all financial covenant blessings. From Deuteronomy 28, 1, chapter 28, 1 through 14, money coming, that chapter talking about money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll make you the lender.
Yeah.
Not the borrower. I'll make you the head, not the tail. I bless you going in, and I'll bless you coming out. See? See? I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. That's a money coming's anointing in there.
Yes, yeah.
It's full with blessings. I don't have time to go to it now. It's full with blessings. Turn to one more scripture before I close. Oh, my goodness, Lord. Turn to Zechariah chapter 1. Look at verse 14, the angel talking to him. I'm going to give you some notes to take. You will have to listen to the Spirit, follow the Spirit, and be directed by the Spirit to handle the blessing that are coming on purpose with a purpose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to remember that. They're coming on purpose with a purpose. I'm going to read it again, Kathy. I said, so you look up, say, Lord, God, I ain't got that. You will have to listen to the Spirit, number one. Follow the Spirit, number two, and be directed by the Spirit to handle the blessings that are coming on purpose with a purpose.
Yes, sir.
So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I'm jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealous. Keep reading it. Go to 15. Just keep going. I want you to see this. And I am very so displeased with the heathen that they are at ease. Therefore, thus said the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with what?
Mercy.
My house shall be built in it, said the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth unto Jerusalem. Keep reading. Go to the next verse. I want you to see it. Cry yet, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, my cities are my children.
Yeah.
Through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. Oh, he talking to us. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion. It's time, isn't it?
Yes.
And shall yet choose Jerusalem. Listen, listen. He says, my city should be spread. My gospel shall be spread through prosperity. You know, all the infirmities that I got, I've owned four jets. They're all paid for, was paid for. Four jets. I never had a problem.
Yes, sir.
I went straight to jets.
Yes, sir.
Who did that? I mean, you know how I'm preaching. I break words up. I don't know nothing too much, but it's just I know him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I paid no attention in school. Children don't pay me no mind. I paid no attention in school. I'm not here because of school.
Yes, sir.
I know I got educators up in here, and I'm not knocking education, but I didn't pay no much attention. I just got enough to get by with.
Yes, sir.
Almost none of my classmates won't talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Girl said, how did he do that? He didn't do it. The secret of praying over your financial infirmities. The secret, I'm going to give you that, of praying over all financial infirmities is found in you. Nobody never figured it out. Romans 8, 26 through 28.
Yes, sir.
All your finances about to turn out for good.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to turn your infirmities for the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, and the purpose of God, and he's going to manifest in your life.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll read this and close. Then listen very carefully because it's going to sound like it's backwards. Building godly stronghold. See, you got demonic stronghold, but you can build godly stronghold.
Yes, sir.
And imagination. Godly stronghold and godly imagination. About God prosperity, renewing your mind to prosperity. Letting your godly conscience go free. In abundance, increase and wealth without guilt, but giving him praise for being a good father. Yes. Operating in a transformed mind by keeping it renewed with the word and the will of God. Lift your hand. Everybody stand. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you online, stand up too if you can. I might not see your head, but I see your body standing. Every person that you've sent to be in this meeting, many on the line from different countries, some 3 o'clock in the morning, they're still here with us, fighting to be here, to hear this word. I bless every person with the self-same anointing that you place on the revelation of money coming. That the money coming's anointing rests on every ministry under the sound of my voice, every man, every woman, every family, every couple, every home, every business. I release it, for you sent it to the body of Christ. It's not mine, it's yours. That these who are in the sound of my voice will taste and see how sweet and how good you are in the realm of finances, that money is not evil. You need it to function here, and you need plenty of money to function here. And I pronounce it on them. I pronounce supernatural debt cancellation. I pronounce the dreams be fulfilled, sweatless, by what they have been taught here. Many have been taught in their churches the proper things to do, that you keep on doing it. Don't never look up and see, look for the results. The results are going to sneak up on you. You remember I walked across the floor, didn't know. My wife asked me, do you know you're a millionaire? I had no idea. I was too busy. Many millions ago. Amen. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
There are going to be many millionaires in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Unlikely person to be a millionaire. God looking for unlikely people that he can show himself strong in their behalf. They can't say my degree did it. They can't say I did this. They can't say science did it. That, just the Holy Ghost. That's all I can say. All the blessing that we enjoy here in this ministry. This ministry never had me up here beating them on for money. Said, y'all got to do this. We got to raise so much for tomorrow. We never, in the whole history of my ministry, never had to do it. Never will have to do it. Because every time my wife I say something like that, my wife said, never will. Never will. Yeah. I declare that those on the sound of my voice will never be broke another day, even if their wallet is empty. They'll never be broke another day in their life because they know it's coming. They hear money coming. Are you following me? All financial pressure come under the Holy Ghost right now. And the dream, I said businessmen and women under my sound of my voice, your business will triple. That's what I heard. Your business will triple. Ministries will start tripling. Because people now are looking. People looking for the real thing now. People looking for a word from God. They ain't looking for no showmanship. They ain't looking for, no, they won't hear what God's saying. I bless you. These three meetings, I bless you. I respect you for showing up. And go forth and enjoy the benefits. In Jesus' name. Glory to God.